Well, today the nation is observing President's Day, a day when we reflect on those who have held the highest office in the land. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dad.
So the holiday actually began as a way to honor our first president, George Washington.
Yes, and in fact, in Massachusetts, it remains so. We started celebrating Washington's birthday in the 1850s, before the Civil War, and we continue, its name in Massachusetts continues to be Washington's birthday. It's celebrated on the sort of third Monday across the nation, a federal holiday, but we continue to use its original name going back to the 1850s.
Now, this is, and then it became kind of a way to honor Lincoln as well, and then eventually all of our presidents.
Yes, at Lincoln's birthday falling so close, February 12th, to Washington's birthday, there was a tendency to combine these two together rather than try to have separate holidays. In Massachusetts, paradoxically, we do have a President's Day, but it's in May. It's May 29th, which is John F. Kennedy's birthday, and honors presidents from Massachusetts. It's not a holiday, but the governor proclaims, has a proclamation that date to point out the John and John Quincy Adams and the person, and John F. Kennedy, of course, and the person that many people forget was born quite close to us in Milton, and that's George Herbert Walker Bush, born at home in the 1930s.
And, of course, this is all, as we've seen that this holiday is being observed at times, over the, we've seen the office of the president grow in increasing power and importance.
Yes, the office has certainly grown enormously in its influence on the country. But I think if we look back to Washington, it's important to think how important he was as a symbol at the very beginning of the country. He only came here to Massachusetts three times, but once early in his first presidential term, and wonderfully received and celebrated. And I think when Washington's birthday became a state holiday in the 1850s, people were thinking at a time when the country was, and this will be no surprise, terribly divided, that Washington was a figure that everyone in the country could get around and celebrate. First at the time of the centennial of his birth in 1832, but especially in the 1850s at the time the holiday became a state holiday in Massachusetts.
Now, finally, a question for you as part of our unofficial poll. Who is your favorite president?
My favorite president is Theodore Roosevelt. He's an extraordinary figure. All presidents have blemishes and flaws, but someone who was dynamic, took the reins of power and tried to do things to change the country, was the head at the towards the end of his life, in his last unsuccessful run for president, head of the Progressive Party, had split off from the Republican Party, but someone who really wanted to change things that were wrong and protect the environment, and these are both things that we can celebrate today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it, and happy President's Day.
Thank you, Dad.